Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good Wednesday morning, everyone. As we gather on this prayer line, this is Pastor Holly greeting you as always. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. Happy day 15. I greet you all on this 15th day of our 40-day journey of consecrated prayer and fasting. Yes, today is today. Yes, today is day 15. Yesterday I made a mistake in the day count. Welcome to day 15 as we are seeking not only the face, the voice, and the will of God, but to know the power that comes, that Jesus promises when we commit ourselves to praying and fasting. Whether you're going all the way through, whether you've slipped and stumbled, whether you're starting over, whether you're just joining us, I believe that there's something magnificent God is doing in us, in you, and will do through us and the world as we commit ourselves to this. Listen, don't let the enemy convince you that if you can't do everything, if you slip and stumble, if you're tempted that somehow your fast is not working. Anytime you pray, anytime you say no to your flesh, anytime you turn down the desire to get on the phone and to watch or to watch television and to connect yourself in prayer with God, something amazing happens. So do me a favor, be encouraged and encourage others who are on this journey. You've heard me say over and over that I've been in church for the entire 59 years of my life. And because of that, I can tell you two things. I love church, but I'm also critical of church. That in those years, I've not only loved what church can be, I've sometimes detested what church has become. When I first started pastoring, the vision I had for church was very simple. I didn't have a vision about reset. This wasn't in my mind. When the Lord first called me and gave me the opportunity to pastor, the vision I had for the church was simple. Lord, help me remove anything in church that blocks people from experiencing you. There are things we believe in church, and then there are things that we practice in church. And sometimes the things we practice stand in the way of really what we believe. This may sound really simple to you, but when I first started pastoring, I just wanted to get rid of all the things that left a bad taste in my own mouth. I didn't like long services. I didn't like afternoon services. I didn't like worship services where there were four or five offerings lifted. So I tried to remove some of those things. And what drives me in that is a particular passage in the life of Jesus that strangely only shows up in Mark, Luke, and John. The reason that's strange is that typically you'll find something in Matthew, Mark, and Luke that isn't in John, or something in John that isn't in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which are called the Synoptic Gospels. But there's one event in the life of Jesus that Matthew doesn't record, but Mark, Luke, and John do. And that is the cleansing of the temple. When Jesus enters the temple where worship is supposed to be happening, and he finds people being abused with the transition of money and trading in money, and the Bible says in various forms that Jesus was so displeased that in one version, he makes a whip and begins to whip people. He turns over tables. He's displeased by what he sees in the house of God. I wonder if Jesus comes to our churches today, what would you do? What might be turned over in the house of the Lord today? As we go into prayer, I'm going to ask you to pray with me over the body of Christ, particularly our worship experiences and our churches. Realize that you can't create a building and just put a cross in it and people in robes and give someone a microphone and call it the house of the Lord. Today, I'm going to pray over some very specific things. And as I do so, please know that my desire is not to speak against or pray against any church or any particular pastor. But the things that I've seen happen in church that block what church is really called to be. Won't you bow with me this morning as we pray? O gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, God, as always, we begin by thanking you for the brand new mercies that have met us already this morning and the sufficient grace that awaits us as this day comes to play. Gracious Lord and Father God, I thank you not only for the mercy and the grace, but the call to seek your face. Thank you, gracious loving Father God, for the promise that when we ask for you with all our hearts, with all our minds, we will find you. Thank you, gracious loving Father God, for the assurance that your will is not a mystery, but sometimes can only be discerned by those who learn to love you with all their hearts, with all their souls, with all their minds, with all their strength. Thank you, gracious loving Father God, for calling all of us into this time of seeking you collectively and corporately, believing that you're not only changing our lives, but through us, you want to change the world, a world that has become so filled with hate. And you're calling us to live out the love of Jesus Christ in all that we say and in all that we do. I thank you, gracious loving Father God, for this day 15. And I thank you for this Wednesday morning when we find ourselves drawn to running, to seeking out our presence in our house, in the church, in our places of worship, where we gather to make glorious the name of Jesus Christ and proclaim that in him all creatures are made new. Today, O gracious, loving Father God, as we come, we recognize that the same way Jesus was displeased by what he found in the temple, it is highly possible for some things to be happening in your house today, in the Lord's church, that is not according to your will. Gracious, loving Father God, as we seek to change the world, we begin by changing our places of worship. So today, O Lord, I want to pray for those who've been hurt in church. I want to pray for those that walked in vulnerable, believing and seeking that hope and healing would be there, only to find abuse and damage. I want to pray for those who have been victims of pastors' egos. I want to pray for those who have had sermons preached against them. I want to pray for those who have been called out and embarrassed by leadership. I want to pray for those, oh gracious loving Father God, who are made to stand in front of a church and announce their sins. I want to pray for those, gracious loving Father God, who have been wounded in the house of the Lord. Lord, I want to pray that you would not only bring them hope, but healing. I pray for those who are hurt and yet still push themselves to worship every week, hoping, trusting, believing that something would change. I want to pray for those that have had to endure those wounds in silence, Lord. Those who have been hurt and damaged by the spiritual violence inflicted from the pulpit. You know, the deacon pew, and in the boardroom, and in the choir rehearsals. Gracious, loving Father God, I pray for those who carry the wounds and the scars inflicted by those who call themselves righteous. Gracious, loving Father God, that you would remind them that there is a balm in Gilead. And Lord, that you would lead them to a place where they can find your presence and be healed of their wounds. Gracious, loving Father God, I want to pray against the addiction to control and power and titles that so often we bring into the house of the Lord. Remind us, O Lord, of how displeased Jesus was whenever he heard the disciples arguing about which one of them was the greatest. Remind us, O gracious, loving Father God, how he had to humble James and John and share with them that there are no special seats in the kingdom, that none of us are better than any other. And gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, today I pray that you would break the addiction to control, that you would break, Lord, those egos that have sought to be fed in church in ways that could not be fed in the world. How often the church has been damaged by those who came in and since they had been hurt Monday through Saturday, gracious Heavenly Father God, they grabbed onto power and used it to hurt others on Sunday. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray that you would break us of our addiction, of a need to be seen and called on and to control and to manipulate. Today, Lord, I pray against the tension and leadership that destroys so many churches. When pastors and deacons and trustees and elders, oh Lord, find themselves divided by so many minor things that hinder our ability to build a witness of the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, May we practice in our boardroom what we proclaim in our pulpits. Gracious Lord, Father God, I say that again. May we learn to practice in our boardrooms what we preach in our pulpits. Today, oh gracious Lord, Father God, I want to pray against the spirit of gossip, that the evil spirit of darkness that runs through rumor mills, police people affected least. People feel that they have to pretend to be what they are, not because they can't trust to be vulnerable and transparent in church. God, how can we heal what won't be reversed, what won't be revealed? And I pray, Lord, that you remind Jesus to each and every one of us that we are all sinners, that we all fall short of the glory of God, and that Jesus said, "How dare you call out someone else's stuff when you got your own major things to deal with?" God, I pray against that rumoring and that gossiping, Lord. Today, I want to pray so mightily against financial manipulation in the house of the Lord. In those spaces, oh Lord, where sermons and moments of worship were just dedicated to beating people up, to give, to make them feel guilty if they don't give, to using lies and prophecies demanding that they give God. I pray that I would turn us around to make us good stewards. Lord, I pray that you give us hearts that want to give, and soil that is worthy of the seed that we sow. Gracious Lord, Father God, I pray that we would not beat up, that we would not be beat up financially in church, but that rather through gratitude for your grace, we would give generously for our tithes and offerings, and that you would put men and women in place who are good stewards of those gifts, Lord, that they be used not for material gain, but to bless those who stand in need. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray for financial integrity in the body of Christ. Lord, I want to pray against those who misuse scripture, who've taken the Bible and weaponized it, who have gerrymandered scripture and plucked and picked passages out of context to support their own belief and their own political leaning. Lord, raise up a generation that rightly divides the word of truth. Remind us that whenever Jesus engaged in debate with Pharisees and we heard the phrase Jesus under these words, you heard it say, but I say that every time you read that Jesus is reinterpreting scripture and showing that the Pharisees have abused God's word, remind us of God that Pharisees aren't dead. That there are still those who abuse and manipulate the word of God. And I pray that you raise up a generation of believers who are not easily swayed simply because someone quotes scripture. A generation who searches out the word of God for themselves. A generation of believers who believe that your word gives eternal truth and that we are obligated to study it, to place it in our heart, and then to live it out. That is not the quoting of scripture. It's the living of scripture that you desire. Gracious Lord and Father God, I speak against the secularism that has creeped into the church and destroyed that which is holy. I just believe that when you go to church, you ought to know you're in church. When you're on holy ground, you ought to sense it. That God ought to be worshiped in the beauty of holiness. It's a deal, God, I pray, that as churches are open and as we enter holy ground, that we'll know we're not in the club. They will know we're not in Target where everything is being sold, but we know that we are on holy ground. Today, oh God, with tears in my eyes, I want to pray for those who have been victims of sexual abuse and violence in the church, for those children and women who have had to endure the darkness of sexual violence and remain silent about it. God, purge our churches. Give us a sense of purity in all that we do. That you would be honored, and how we live and worship on Sunday, and how we sleep on Monday through Saturday. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray a healing and a destruction. I pray a healing for those who are the victims of that abuse, and a destruction that the spirit that reigns in any house of God. Remind us, God, that no woman, no child was ever put on this earth for us to use to our own benefit. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray against the hypocrisy that destroys so many of our churches and being selective about what sins we highlight and which ones we're quiet about. Gracious Lord and Father God, I pray against that hypocrisy that would cause a teenage girl to have to step down because she became a single mother, but ignores the domestic violence of a deacon or an adultery. Are adultering within the choir, Lord. I pray against that hypocrisy of selective sins, that you remind us that all sin is evil and ugly in your eyes, and that the only thing that changes sin is not the judgment of humanity, but the love of Christ. Lord, teach us how to protect those who have been wounded by their sins and not expose them and embarrass them. Lord, I pray over every church that has isolated itself and ignored the very real call for justice in the world, for those that feel that it's okay to shout on Sunday but do nothing for the hungry and the poor on Monday through Saturday. Remind us, O gracious Lord, that we are called to love those who hate us, to pray for those who despitefully use us, to care for the least, the lost, and the left out. That church ain't church on Sunday, that the real work of the church is found throughout the week and the work that we do. Lord, remind us that we are advocates for justice. I pray for all those who have created an idol in Donald Trump. Lord, I pray against the spirit that wants to lift him up as if he was Jesus Jr. And remind us, we are not here to worship any man. We are here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and him only. Gracious, loving Father God, and may that be the truth that is proclaimed in our churches today. I pray, gracious, loving Father God, for everyone in the body of Christ. We're those, O Lord, who are trans. For those who are LGBTQIA, felt that they were not safe. Listen, you may not agree, but that does not give us the right to create an atmosphere where people are abused and don't feel safe coming to church. I believe that the Lord would turn that table over today. So gracious Lord and Father God, I pray for the hurt and the healing that has been at work against the body of Christ. And that today we become a generation that seeks to just live out the love of Jesus. You all, you've heard me say this before, and forgive me, I know that it comes from a rap song, but Lauryn Hill said it best. It can all be so simple, but we'd rather make it hard. It could be so simple if we just committed ourselves to loving like Jesus loved. It could be so simple if we preached what we were for more than what we were against. It would be so simple if we just tried to walk in the love of Jesus Christ and not be the judge of anyone else. It would be so simple if we would just leave our egos at the door and come in and serve God and worship in spirit and in truth. It would be so easy if we prayed more than we judged. It could be so easy, Lord. Today I pray that worship would be healing and hopeful and not hurtful as we pray this across the body of Christ universal. This is our prayer as we seek you on this day. And all of us who were on our prayer, on this prayer line this morning, who wanted it to be more simple than hard, who wanted it to be a place of hope and healing for those who are hurting, who understood that church is not a museum where we highlight the perfect church, where we highlight the perfect. Church is an emergency room, and I've said this over and over again. Church is an emergency room where we triage the wounded. All of those who trusted God, sought God, and sought to live in the way they worshiped, said amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, thank you for joining me in a prayer that's personal and pastoral on this Wednesday morning, on this day 15. Listen, we're taking things up just a little bit more beginning this morning. As you walk into the third week of reset, as we walk into the third week of reset, which starts today, we're almost there, y'all. We're almost at the halfway point. Listen, don't grow weary in well-doing, but in due season, you will reap if you faint not. This is Pastor Holly. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. By the grace and mercy of God, we'll be right back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for our prayer. But until then, know that I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and beautiful day, everyone, in Jesus' name.